Hello, Sagittarius. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your weekly energies for July 18th through the 25th. Okay. So overall, Saggy, I did a reading. I just pulled a couple cards for the collective to get kind of an overall general arcing type of energy for all of the collective. All right, Aries through Pisces. So, we have the Four of Pentacles reversed, the Ten of Wands, Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. This indicates that this week the energies are going to be calling for you to look at your possessions and whether you own them or they own you, okay? There is an energy of living beyond your means, of biting off more than you can chew, and of recognizing the real cost. I mean the true real cost, not just monetarily, of owning them, all right? So that's the overall energy for everybody. Now, let's get into what I pulled here so far for you, Sag. This is just kind of a couple pre-shuffle messages for this week. And we have the Page of Cups reversed and the Magician so far. Now, so far to me, this indicates that someone might be coming to you with an offer that seems a little weak or... it's lacking substance, all right? You're the Magician, so you can see through that shit, right? So let's see what else we got for that. But it's kind of an immature energy coming toward you. With some kind of offer that's really just not that, I don't know. I feel like you sense that there could be some manipulation behind the offer. So what else for Sagittarius, please? Give me a couple more general energies for this week, and then we'll get into the reading. Judgment reversed. Okay, so... Normally, the judgment would be the angels calling out someone, okay? But here I see maybe they just don't have to because you've already got this situation kind of pegged for what it really is. It's not that the angels and spirits don't want to assist you. But either they feel like whatever this karma thing is has to be worked out and just played out the way it's supposed to. Or that you've got it under control and, you know, they're standing by. Let's see, let's get one more for Sagittarius, please. This could be someone coming to you with an apology, okay? And, you know, it's just not going to ever make up for whatever it was that happened there. One more for Sag, so we can get into this reading. One more for Sag, please. Thank you, Spirit. Chariot reversed. Yeah. So, something's not moving. Something is staying stuck because of it. Are we waiting for judgment? Perhaps you're in a state of waiting for the judgment to come down. All right, so that could be why we have the Chariot reversed here. All right, so let's get into the reading for Sagittarius for the week of July 18th through the 25th. Spirit, what messages do you have for this starseed of Sagittarius who won't be going to the lake today? Okay, we got the Hierophant. All right, so this indicates higher learning. It could indicate a marriage. It could indicate religious beliefs. Let's find out some more for Sagittarius, please. Thank you, Spirit. We got the Knight of Swords. So some sort of message is going to be coming at you this week. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay? And keep in mind that the Knight of Swords, he comes in kind of like a bat out of hell, and he's not paying attention to where he's going. He's not worried about who's around or what's around him. He is just coming in hot, okay? So what else for Saggy, please, for this week of July 18th through the 25th, please? Some of you can't follow directions. We have the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands indicates a divine intervention, a new idea, a new blessing. Maybe that is going to come out of this message that's coming toward you. Let's find out some more, please, for Sag. What else is going on for the Star Seed of Sagittarius for the week of July 18th through the 25th, please? Okay. Well, it seems that you've been all up in your head and losing sleep over a King of Pentacles, okay? This could be a boss. This could be a father figure, but someone here is causing you to lose sleep in some way, all right? You're anxious, depressed. I don't know. There could be a message coming in about that this week. For the Starseed of Sag, please. Okay, so we have the Devil reversed. Releasing yourself from any kind of toxic, association or codependency, okay? So maybe if you're younger, you've been depending on a father too much, all right? Or he has been somehow this is a codependent relationship that you have, okay? There's some kind of issue going on between you. I think some message is coming in, maybe spiritually even, to one or both of you on how to overcome this toxic situation between the two of you. It's causing conflict. You have the Five of Wands, all right? So it's causing competition. Maybe you are in competition in some way, but it's creating a conflict and challenges. So let's see what else we have. That is two more, please. Two more for Sag. Well, I see victory here with the Six of Wands. And one more for Sag for this week. This week, maybe you're going to wrap up Yes, Nine of Cups, that is wish fulfillment, a cycle concluding, and abundance. All right. So somehow, maybe you're going to break free of any dependency you have. Okay. A conflict could be resolved. Maybe there'll be, a reconciliation, or at the very least, a coming to terms with something. But it's going to be due to messages coming in or divine intervention of some kind. All right. If this King of Pentacles has been in this state of remorse, okay, maybe they are realizing something about the way they've handled things that created this drama here, okay? Apparently, no one was communicating before, but I think communication might come. Maybe it will be a little conflicting, you know, maybe it will be a little challenging. It could get a little hot, you know, but in the end, it's going to clear the air so that some kind of reconciliation can be had. All right. So let's clarify these bad boys and see what's going on here for Sagittarius. Why is the Hierophant here, please, Spirit? Why is the Hierophant here for Sagittarius? Why is the Hierophant? Oops, show me. Thank you. Six of Swords reversed. Okay. So this indicates staying put, all right? Or staying in a lower vibration. This Hierophant could be in lower vibration. Knight of Swords, what's the message coming in? What is going to be this life-changing message, please, for Sagittarius this week? Or at least a situation-changing, a deal-breaker, if you will. What's the Knight of Swords coming in, please, Spirit? Two of Cups. Again, that indicates some type of reconciliation. What about this Ace of Wands? What is this divine inspiration? Hermit reversed. So if you or this other person you're dealing with has been in some kind of hermit mode, that's where the epiphany is going to happen. Something is going to click and change and start turning this energy around. All right? So why is the Nine of Swords and the King of Pentacles out here, Spirit? Why is this Nine of Swords? Why is this King of Pentacles depressed? Why is the King of Pentacles? Ace of Cups reversed. So they feel some type of loss over this disagreement or argument. You could both be feeling this way. And it could be nothing more than ego getting in the way. And this this devil energy is keeping a conflict going. So let's see about that. Why is the devil reversed and the Five of Wands here, please, Spirit? Someone is fighting to end the codependency, maybe? Shit, more conflict. It's clarified by another Five of Wands. So, but 5 and 5 equals 10. So this could indicate, again, that this will be the end of this cycle. Because we have victory and the Nine of Cups. So what about this victory, Spirit? What can you tell Sag about this victory over this situation this week, please, Spirit? What can you tell Sag about this victory? What can you tell Sag about this victory, please? Spirit, what can you tell the Star Seer Sag about the Six? Okay, we got the Knight of Wands reversed. Okay. This upright indicates an important message coming in, but reversed, why is this Nine of Cups here? Let's see, let's get a bigger picture here so I can look at all of this. But so far, really, this is what it seems like to me. Yes. The Nine of Cups is clarified by the Wheel of Fortune. So, whatever side you're on of this, whether you're on top of the wheel or under it, and that would be maybe the lower vibration, the wheel is turning. And because it's upright and you have the Nine of Cups, it seems that it's turning in a favorable direction for you. All right, let's pull the Prism Oracle cards here and see where Sagittarius is energetically this week for the Starseed as Sag. Where is Starseed as Sag energetically? Intuition. All right, so you're using your intuition. And what's crossing intuition, please, Spirit? Peace. Okay, so of course everyone wants peace. They want to achieve peace. They're looking to end this conflict. What's the challenge? The challenge is overcoming pain. It's overcoming whatever pain that this has caused you, all right, and being able to move forward and not taking it with you, okay, and not staying in the past energy and to keep it pushing, right? So what is coming in to assist Sagittarius, please? Ghost reversed, okay? So if you felt like a ghost and your voice hasn't been heard, now it's going to be. If someone has ghosted you or you've ghosted someone else, there may be a communication happening that's going to bring this back together on some kind of even terms. Dawn. What is the action? What is the action for Sagittarius, please? What is the action for Sagittarius for this week of July 18th through the 25th? Surrender. Okay, so you might have to surrender your ego a little bit to make this work. Okay. There may definitely have to be a surrender of egos, and it could be the other person as well. This person may have to meet you halfway, all right? I'm not sure who's extending the olive branch here, or if there will be someone else intervening. It does seem like there is a divine intervention of some sort happening. So however that resonates for you, those are your energies for this week, Sagittarius. I hope you have a good week. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.